Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a young black man, doing all that I can to stay. Oh, but when I look around and I see what's being done in my time, every day I'm being hurt.
We're about to go higher,
go higher.
From Hebrew.
All right, family, welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope everybody is doing well today. We are in for a treat. And you guys see the topic, you know the topic. And we are in for some great content today. How about that? I am in the process of trying to get on StreamYard. I do both StreamYard and YouTube. And for some reason, I have a computer here that is just not acting right today. It's just doing its own thing here. And you got to go tell me that sometimes things don't know that you have others playing for it. And I got a new computer, and I'm telling you, this thing has just been acting a fool ever since I got my new computer. So I'm really, it's just so funny because I have been struggling for the last 2 days, and I have a new computer sitting here, and I'm like, I could have already had it going, but I've just been so busy, and I've not had a chance, and I really need that computer right now. I can't even get on it. Oh, my goodness, you guys, I tell you what. We're going to get there, I promise you. We're going to get there. Unconscious bias, beliefs, thoughts, and action. What do you guys think? What do you guys think about that? Well, we already know how white folks think about us. We know what they think about us, okay? And we have to be conscious of their reaction to us and how they treat us and how we react and treat ourselves. We have to be so careful to be very conscious, that we're not walking in stereotypes. You understand what I'm saying? Because so many times we do, and we have to be very careful that that's not what we're doing right now. Okay? I am just so, this whole process is really upsetting me. When I heard the CEO, as far as I didn't even write that down. Hold on. The CEO that had some very disturbing things to say about us, okay? And he just, when he talked about Black folk not being qualified to work at his company, okay? He meant what he was saying. He meant exactly what he was saying, okay? But we have to understand why he said it. The reason he said it was because he's been saying stuff since forever, and he's been saying it so long that he actually believes what he's saying. He actually believes that there aren't any Black people out here in the world that's capable of working for Wells Fargo, and well, his company, I should say, okay, which is disgusting and, you know, sickening and, you know, untrue, right? We all know it's untrue, right? So now that we know that it's an untruth, but he's been saying it so long, and this is why we have been doing the topics that we've been doing, okay? Unconscious bias. And sometimes we will say stuff also, like, for instance, when the little Black 15-year-old that had the knife and she died, remember? What did we say? We said that we said it was okay, that she needed to die. Now, you know that's not true, right? She was 15. But you have to understand that we've been pulled into the unconscious bias. We've been pulled into that. And we believe lies also. We've been believing some things that aren't true about us. And we begin to process them and we begin to mimic them, right? Why have we begun to fall for their tactics? we have a Black caucus that has fallen for their tactics also. We've had Kamala Harris, Tim Scott, to come up and say, hey, there's no racism in America. But we all know that there is, right, family? We all know that there is racism in America. We don't need somebody to tell us that, do we? We don't need somebody to come and tell us that, or who looks like us that's pushing a white supremacy agenda, or who's getting paid by white supremacy to come and tell us that there's no racism in America. We all know that there is, right? We know that there's racism in America, right? But we have a group of people that look like us, but don't rock with us, that'll tell you, hey, there's no racism in America. And we say to them, you're a liar, and it's an untruth statement. But it's now time for us to recognize what's really going on when we see people that's trying to convince us that it's not. We have to correct that behavior. And we have to correct them when they say that. So what do we do about that? We have to stay focused. And we have to be more conscious of what's going on with us. And we have to check that treasonous behavior. For instance, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the Black Caucus, they are pushing some really agendas right now, okay? And they're pushing a very disgusting lollipop, I want to say. That's what I'm going to say, okay? But you guys know what I mean when I say lollipop, right? They're pushing a very dangerous agenda. They're pushing an agenda for white supremacy to make us fall in line with their agenda. I want you guys to follow me on YouTube. I have a YouTube page also. I want you guys to follow that. Go to Consider Cheap. And I have a lot of other topics on that you guys would enjoy. I have a lot of interesting other topics, because we're going to get into other things like having an agenda. Let's have a plan. Let's be able to do what we need to do in these last days. Let's be able to create options for ourselves. Let's be able to support each other, so that we can do what we need to do for each other as a group. I was talking to somebody about a political party, and they said, well, Cassie, we have a political party, and they do nothing for us. I said, okay, then it's time to change political parties as a group, right? We don't just continue sticking with a party just because of it being a party. No. We don't continue supporting a party that do nothing for us. We don't continue supporting a party that is pushing poison on us. And our Black Caucus has been chosen by them. And right now, they're doing some very sinister things to us in support of our enemies. They do more of supporting immigrants than they do Black people. But I want us to keep our focus on us. I want us to keep our focus on keeping our minds pure and being more aware of Black faces that look like us but are doing the work of white supremacy. It is time for us to recognize that. And I don't think we've been recognizing that. I don't think we are understanding what that looks like. So I want to help us to begin to recognize when we see Black people that's representing us, see what they stand for and who's supporting them and follow the money. Just like, for instance, our friend in Georgia, what's her name, Fannie Willis. Now, you had a whole lot of Black folks supporting her. But when we checked her record, guess who she was working for? White supremacy. Why do I say that? Because they supported her candidacy. They backed her financially. They have the attorney that the officer that was representing the officer that shot Brooks, Rashad Brooks, gave her a contribution. Did you guys know that? So when we see that police departments are supporting individuals, then we have to know that they're safe and they're not a threat. Paul Howard was a threat to white supremacy. That's why they got rid of him. Paul Howard was a threat, and he wasn't safe anymore. He might was safe at first, but he wasn't safe anymore. So that's why they switched him out for Fannie, because Fannie was safe and she worked for them now. They got somebody else new to work for them. So we have to understand, what should it look like? What should it look like if we are going to have somebody that's going to represent us? What should that look like for us? For one, they should represent us. It shouldn't be someone that's being supported by enemies. It shouldn't be someone that don't look like us. It shouldn't be someone that is being supported by police or the attorneys. It should be someone that we can trust. I'm trying to get this live going, you guys. You guys bear with me. Thank you for support. Your support, your family. I finally got this computer going, but I'm trying to join the live. But I do appreciate everybody that's joined me so far. I want you to like and share, and I want you to visit Blog Talk Radio. I'm also doing a Blog Talk Radio at the moment also. And I want you guys to look up some other YouTube videos that I have as far as on KasidraCheek.com or KasidraCheek under my name, and you'll see other videos that I've shared. And I want us to begin to to know the agenda, to recognize the agenda, and to be able to recognize what's going on right now among Black people. I want us to be able to recognize the people that look like us, the Roland Martins, the Joey Reeves, the Angela Rye, the old Tom Joyner, Steve Harvey. They look like us, but they work for white supremacy agenda. We have to understand who's paying them. What is the title again, family? We have to understand what's going on. We have to understand that life is too short for us to be going around this circle again and again and again. Racism in America. And I heard Kamala Harris and Tim Scott say, oh, there's no racism in America. Racism in America. Why was they saying that? These are two individuals that represent us, right? Well, supposed to. But I see a lot of people that are supposed to be representing us don't. They look like us, but they don't have a black agenda. A lot of folks don't have a black agenda. And we have to start having people that's going to support us. They don't have a black agenda. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm trying to get a little closer. I've seen something. You know, got to get it straight or cut. It's time for us to notice and be more aware and stop going around this circle over and over and over and over and over and over. We've been around this circle already. Unconscious bias, beliefs, thoughts, or actions, you guys. Unconscious beliefs, bias, thoughts, or actions. It's time for us to wake up and stop going around this same circle over and over and over. Patterns. What does that mean, unconscious bias? Patterns that are ingrained in us that make us feel that because it came out of a Mzungu mouth, that it's right or better, that anything they do is better, their ice is colder, that a racist act that Karen or Becky do, but have been doing them for so long that they feel that they're not racist. How many people do racist things, say racist stuff, and say, oh, I have a granddaughter that's black, or I have a friend that's black, right? We hear that all the time, right? Or making statements like the Wells Fargo CEO. Remember the Wells Fargo CEO that said there aren't enough qualified black people to work for Wells Fargo, okay? But black women are the leading MBA holders in America. So that statement was unconscious bias that had no merit. He couldn't even prove what he was saying. What he was really saying was what? We already talked about that, that he didn't feel like they were qualified. But guess what? When it comes to us, we're more qualified. We built this country, remember? And it's time for us to start walking in that anointing. It's time for us to start walking in that, okay? It's time for us to start showing them what we're really made of. It's time for us to come together as a group. And it's time for us to come together as a group of people and show them that we will not be led by them anymore. And we are going to show them what we're really working with. Okay, family? Because they've always said stuff. And they've always done stuff to make us feel less than. So to deal with that for 400 or 500 years is very hard, and not to start believing what they're saying. We can see now that we are starting to believe it. We can see that. We've seen that from the last, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. We're seeing that because we're backing down. I heard somebody say on a program that his grandparents said that if young folks fought the way they fought back in the 50s and the 60s, racism would not still exist in America. I've heard that. And I think we've gotten so comfortable and we've gotten so numb to their hate, numb to their trauma, that now you have black people saying racism doesn't exist in America. That's unconscious bias. And they really do believe what they're saying. Tim Scott, he really does believe what he's saying. Because he's been around racism so long, he didn't forget what it feels like, so he's gotten used to that treatment. So, yes, he can say that because he works for white supremacy, so he's just gotten used to it. Okay, in order for me to get a check, in order for me to keep getting paid, in order for me to move up in their politics, I got to bow down. I got to get butt broken. I got to bend it over with no Vaseline. I'm just saying, family. That's sad on his part because he's continually allowing himself to be butt broken.
say but broken. He's continually allowing himself to be but broken. And some people never get, Al Sharpton been but broken for years. And he's continually, even today, he's got a show. And let me tell you something. If I was the way that I am now, you think I would get a show, get hired by them to do a show or to represent black people? We never have the right representation. We always have sellout representation. Al Sharpton, he came to Deontay's funeral and just, I don't even know why he was there. He sold out, brought black folks so long, and he was so glad that black folks, you know, even called him to come to the funeral that he took over the mic. Ain't that what Vicki just said? He took over the mic. He was so glad. Well, I'm still, you know, I'm still big among black folks. No, you're not. We tolerate you. But it's enough of black people. Time for us to stop tolerating black faces that look like us but don't represent us. The whole Black Caucus. You went on their webpage? Has anybody went on the Black Caucus webpage? Pull it up. Welcome, family. Like and share as you come in. Welcome. Thank you for joining. Have you went on the Black Caucus page? What are they representing? This is the loudest I've heard them talk or mention black people. I've never heard the Black Caucus mention black people until now. They want to offer us poison. They want to offer us a lollipop. They want to offer us, okay? I've never heard them talk this loud or this much about black people. Have you? Never. But I'm hearing it now, and I'm like, whoa, where's this coming from? Black Caucus getting busy, huh? The Black Caucus is getting busy. They're talking about black people. Yes, they talk about black people, but what are they saying? Yes, they're talking about black people, but what are you talking about? Are they talking about passing laws? If they would pass laws, because that's who does the laws, if they would pass laws for black people, for these race soldiers, police reform, reparations, okay, the way they're talking about this lollipop, man, we'd be batting 1,000, wouldn't we? They'd rather spend their time talking about poison because white folks sent them to do their bidding because they're paying them. You have to understand, because they look like us, family, does that make them our friend? Because they look like us and have black skin, do they have a black agenda? The black agenda with the Black Caucus right now is to do what? To give you what? Pull up their website. Pull up the website. It's not friendly. It's not telling you, hey, we're going to fight for your rights. We're going to fight for you to get, you know, reparations. We're not going to give you a study. We're going to just give you reparations like we gave reparations to the Indians, Asians, immigrants. We're going to fight hard for you like we fought for the immigrants. The immigrants got people fighting for them. But then again, let's talk about the unconscious bias. People representing you, but not doing anything for you. Fannie Willis. But if black folks in Georgia had allowed Paul Howard to continue his fight and put the officer in jail or to bring charges, he brought murder charges on him. Fannie Mae has allowed those murder charges to just linger. She's not doing anything about it. Maybe we need to give her a shout out to say, hey, when's this guy going to be charged with Rayshard Brooks' murder? When's his trial? He went to get his job back. So therefore, that's telling me the charges were probably dropped. I'm just saying, if you went to get your job back, that means there's no charges. But this is what you get when you put people that look like you and you replaced her. You replaced Paul Howard with her. Why? Why didn't Georgia allow Paul Howard to continue the fight, to put him away? We as black folk have to start recognizing people that's fighting for you, and we get behind it. NFAC, man. Grandmaster. He was fighting for black people. What do? Unconscious bias, internal racism kicked, and we fought against our brother. And now we've left him out to dry. Anybody that takes up for black people, we don't have the God-given sense to back them. We leave them out there to rot and to dry. We leave them hanging. But we'll go against, we'll go and fight for Joe Biden. We'll go and fight for a man that has done nothing for you. We'll give him a pass. He's done more harm in the black community, but we give him a pass every time he speaks. And some black folk are still very proud to have Joe Biden representing them. You're an idiot. Israel, you're not supposed to have evil over you. Remember the story in the Bible where Saul talked about Saul and God came to him and they said, hey, he was talking to Samuel, and he said, okay, I want to be your king. Now, do you want a king, me, or you want a man? And the people said, I want Saul, right? And God looked and he said, oh, my God, really? You would have, you rather have a man over you than me? So he was very disappointed. So guess what he did? He gave him man. And he moved out the way. And Saul brought more wickedness unto Israel. Killed the women, the children, the men. I mean, was doing more hurt and harm. Sounds like the Democratic Party. They did more harm. They do more harm to black people. And we still will stick there and say, what somebody say? Well, one evil is better than the other. Or something about evil. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, so we settle for nothing? You settle for what? Well, we got to put somebody in there. No, you don't put the man that has a history of racism against you in there. You gave him the highest seat. You gave him the highest chair. And why would you give him the highest chair? Because the media told you that Trump was worse. Are you serious? The media told you that Trump was worse. So you settled for another devil over another one. Because they're both bad. But Trump was more of a loudmouth. At least you knew where he was coming from. Biden is the one that smiles in your face, but all the time they want to take your place to backstab us. Remember that song, family? Come on, sing. You remember that song? Yeah, that's what he is. He's a snake in the grass, and he's smiling in your face. He's not calling you niggas. He's smiling in your face, but they're doing nothing for you. Exactly what he promised you, nothing. And he's doing it. He's doing it. You can't say he's not doing his promise. You can't say he's not doing what he said he was going to do. He didn't say he was going to do nothing. So when you don't get nothing, it's okay because he didn't say he was going to do nothing. And that's his excuse. But it works for us. It works for us. Oh, Lord, I just don't understand. I'm trying to get this. I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand why we are the way we are. We talked about 400 years. The curse is up. I'm looking at him like, where's the curse? Why is the curse still there? Why are we still acting the way we acted? Why are we still not supporting our own? Why are we still fighting for the same stuff that we were fighting for in 1960? Why are we still voting Democrats? Why have we still not created our own political party? Why have we not even, we don't even have to do that. We can vote independent. We can allow somebody, we can vote as a black bloc, like Claude Edison told us. We vote independent, we have our own candidate, and we vote for our own candidate. I'm just saying, if you really have to vote because you know nobody's going to do anything for you, but somebody that you put in place and you put in there, that's going to have a heart for black people. But we have to make sure we have contracts for him. This is what we need. We put money behind him, and we have a black agenda. We have a black agenda. And I want us to start thinking about five important issues in the black community that we face. What are five really, and put it in chess if you want to, what are five major issues that we see in the black community? And please don't say black on black crime. Please stop. Stop with the white supremacy mindset. You need to, that's unconscious bias. When I see a person that talks about black on black crime, and you see all these white folk killing folk, but you ain't saying nothing. Come on now. Are you serious? We see the, how many, I just showed you last week. The white boys that live. Maybe I need to give you a reminder. Hold on, let me give you a reminder. You had white boys that the police took in. Criminal. They were violent white boys that the police took in. Let me show it to you. And they allowed them to live. So when I look and I say, see black folks saying, ooh, the 15-year-old who had a knife, she deserved to die. Let me give you a reminder. Hold on, let me put my picture up here so it's not annoying. Yeah. Remember there? Hold on, let me straighten it out a little more. My no nails. I don't have nails, so I'm going to Chinese. I'm just saying. You see them? What does that title say? What does that that title say? Violent white folk who were taken into custody with loving care by police, right? Okay. Now, but they have you believing that every time you have a knife or you drive and pass to try to get away from them, like what was his name, Andre? Andrew? When they just died, what was his name? But they have you believing that it's okay because he was trying to get away from them because he knew they was going to kill him. They had a whole SWAT team at his house. You think I would have run? I would have turned around and ran too. Because he already knew what was up. Why would you have a whole SWAT team after him at his house? Like he was a thug, like he was a terrorist. You didn't do that at Kyle Rittenhouse, did you? You didn't do that for Dylan Roof, did you? I'm just saying. You didn't do that for who? What's that boy name? Robert Aaron Long, did you? Who killed them, what? 10 Asians? You took him alive. But they'll tell you. When the officer shot the 15, Micaiah, when he shot her, he said she had a knife. And everybody was like, oh, yeah, she did. No, I don't care. Aaron Long had a whole gun. He shot 10 Asians. Okay, who was the one that just shot the two police officers? If he hadn't killed himself, they would have taken him alive. Who was the man that shot 200 bullets? He shot 200 bullets at the police and lived. Did you hear me? He shot 200 bullets at the police and lived. I'm just saying. Ahmaud Arbery, they killed him. Travis Michaels and his little gang, they lived, right? I'm just saying, it's time for us to get our minds right. Unconscious bias, let's deal with that. You have Benjamin Moody, M-U-R-D-Y. He shot 200 rounds from a rifle and a handgun while police never fired one shot. It was a standoff. 200 rounds. If it had been Micaiah, who was holding a knife, who was protecting herself, and the police came and shot her dead and said, oh, she had a knife. Didn't matter. They had a whole rifle and a gun, and you didn't do anything. So let's start dealing with our unconscious bias. Stop it. There's no black-on-black crime that's all made up by your white media. Everybody kills their own, unfortunately, because that's who we're around. Unfortunately, but you guys have believed the hype. Stop it. I remember Kobe Bryant when he died. How many white folk came on his post or the post his wife had written or made up a post, somebody made a comment about him and his daughter had died. And they were so disrespectful to the man, and he wasn't even dead an hour or 2 hours. They called him a rapist, unconscious bias. And you had black folk agreeing, unconscious bias. They've been racist so long that it's a normal behavior for them. It's a normal behavior for Karen to go up in a driveway of four black teens and she runs them over with her car in their driveway. And what did their mom do? We allowed it. Unconscious bias. Internalized racism. Internalized racism. You guys remember that. We talked about that, right? When we cannot hurt white folk because we're so angry because of what they're doing, so we hurt each other. That's internalized racism. We attack each other. We attack NFAC because he's trying to help black folk. We attack Ice Cube. I always want to call him Ice T. I'm sorry. I love him, though, because he had a plan for a Black America, contract for Black America, and he wanted to present that to us before we voted for Biden, and black folk ate him alive. Really? You see how sick that is? Do you see how sick that is, family? And I believe right now, y'all is dividing the wheat from the tear. Because everybody, all black folk ain't going to make it. I'm just saying. We will never get all of them. Sorry, my throat was good dry. We can't get them all. He knows that. And you got black folk right now that's taking that lollipop, trusting their enemy, and they're going to die. Let me break that down for you more. Why is it that this thing, that they're pushing it so hard? You got the Black Caucus pushing it. You got your stars. You got your pastors. Everybody's pushing. Is that a question for anybody but me? Is anybody thinking about that but me? I look at that and I go, wow, why are so many people pushing this lollipop? Why? Tyler Perry pushed it. T.D. Jakes. Got the church and your star. Joy Reid, who works for MASA, white supremacy. They pay her good, and she do her bidding. Roland Martin. Why is it so important for us to take that lollipop? It's genocide. Bill Gates already told you. And y'all think that man lying? He already told you. He said we're going to start with black folks first. Because we have not done any research on it. We can't. So we're going to start with black folks first. And we ran to get their poison. What are you thinking? Well, we've taken vaccines before. Not that kind. This one has not ever been done before. This one has not ever been done before on humans. Now, you got Bill Gates, who's a computer whiz, who's a computer person, giving vaccines. Why? Can doctors? I didn't know you can give vaccines if you're a computer person. Does he have a doctor's degree? Oh, white folk gave one. Oh, okay, because I don't even hear them saying Dr. Bill Gates. Do you? But he can administer vaccines. He can administer shots. Can I administer shots? But if I have money, I can, because I can buy my little whatever. This is the way of America. Allow dysfunction to succeed. Why? Why are we okay with that? Why are we not fighting for our life right now? Why is this not mandatory for us to come together and build? Buy land. If you're going to stay here, I'm just saying, buy land. Come together like these 19 families. They bought 100 acres of land. Why is this not mandatory for us to be buying land right now? Why is it not mandatory? Unconscious bias. We trust our enemies. No matter what we've seen, we believe that they're right. We believe everything they say. We believe everything they do is right. They would never hurt you. But their history is not showing you that. But in your mind, we want to believe the good for everybody except your own. Because they told you you were nothing. They told you you came from nothing. They told you something, you're nothing. They told somethings they were nothing. And nothings say that they're something. And they have convinced the somethings that they're nothing. So those somethings think that they're nothing. So we act like nothing. But it's going to come out that we are something. And the true nothing are the very ones that told you that you were nothing. Did you understand what I just said? Rewind the tape and you'll understand what I mean. That's a good t-shirt. Nothing call themselves something, and something call themselves nothing. The greatest on earth is you, family, that look like me. And they have you believing that they're the majority. Do you not know that it's more of us than them now? People, they've been telling us that we are 13% for how long? Come on, you guys. Do you ever believe that they're going to tell you that it's more of us than them? You know how many, of them died last year from opiate addiction? And that's been going on for what, last 10 years maybe? Do you not know that they're not able to have babies reproduce? Do you not know that they've been suffering from low sperm count? Do you not know that for the last 5-6 years? Still think that it's more of them than us, really? We're going to have to do better and start doing our own research not using their research. Because a lot of their research, like Christopher Columbus discovered America, all lies. If you guys only knew how many lies that they walk in every day. They walk in lies every day. And they've written their history lies. And we teach our children their lying history to make them think, to make us think that they're better than us. Excuse me, you guys. It's time for us to start educating our own babies. It's time for us to have an exit. It's time for us to start thinking about what if for the ones of us who are not taking the vaccine or the lollipop, excuse me. You know, I'm trying to use trigger words. The ones that are not going to take the lollipop, what is your plan? Do you have land? Do you have food? Do you have livestock? Buy you some chickens. Who produce eggs? I'm just saying. You got to do something. Start coming together. Get a goat. Allow somebody with some land. Pay them to allow you to keep their goat on their land. Get two goats so you can make goat babies. I'm just saying, you guys, you have to do something. It is time for us to have an exit plan to get away from them, to totally separate from them. And if we start now, but we have to start somewhere. You can't just sit up here and keep making excuses. Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, well, you know, well, you know. Well, you know, if I could have, should have. I'm just saying, how many times are we going to continue using excuses why we depend on them? We're lazy. Stop being lazy. Black folks, stop being lazy. And that's what it is. We're lazy. We work 16-hour days, 8-hour, 12-hour, 15-hour days. We're tired. We don't want to deal with anything else. But what happens when they come to you and tell you you have to get this lollipop in order to continue working? Some of you are going to get it. Some of you have already gotten it, and you're done. You're going to die. Why do you think the CDC has on their webpage talking about the apocalypse? The Walking Dead. Why do you think that movie, The Walking Dead, has been on for 10 seasons? Tell me why. They're putting it in your head what's coming. And you look, how is that possible? How are they going to do that? You're walking dead now and don't even know it. You're walking dead now and don't even know it. If you've taken that back, you're the walking dead. And the ones who have not, it's two group of people now. The walking dead and the ones that are woke. So I advise the ones who have not taken the lollipop, continue doing your research. Just hold off. Why are we rushing? Why are you rushing? Just hold off. Why are you rushing? Next year will be a new year. Wait till next year. If it's something you're contemplating, why are you rushing? Let them do more research. Be smart. I remember back in the day, I used to go to church before I knew the truth, and our pastor would always talk about it's going to be your time when you won't be able to buy or sell without the mark. Remember that? What are they talking about with this lollipop? You won't be able to do what eventually? Buy or sell without it. What does that sound like to you, family? What does that sound like to you, family? Sounds like the mark? Oh, okay, I see your conspiracy theory. But guess what? A lot of conspiracy theories are true. It's true knowledge that you don't want to accept as truth until it happens. And you'd be like, oh, I used to hear so-and-so talk about that all the time. And now it's happening. So she wasn't a conspiracy theorist after all. Duh. But I have friends that have taken it. I have one girlfriend. Her and I were friends for a while. Won't even talk to me now. Because she knows how I feel about it. But that's your body. I tell her, that's your body, sweetheart. You already taken it. If that's what you want to do with your body, so be it. Your body, not mine. What are you talking about? I don't even, you know. I don't have anything to do with what you do with your body. All I can control is my body. And I'm just saying. Unconscious bias. That black folk are lazy and we unclean and we oversex. Is that something that they always say about us? Unconscious bias. And they say, oh, that's not racist. I'm not racist. When we built this country, what the hell are you talking about? We lazy. We work 16-hour days making $7.50 an hour on some of these jobs. How are you a grown man and they're going to pay you $7.50 an hour? Get your own business. Stop it. You have gifts. Every black person on here, you have gifts. Every black person that's going to come to this page after my live is done, you have gifts. Operate in your gifts. Operate in your gifts. My granddaughter has a business at 12. Operate in your gifts. You have gifts. Some of you guys can bake your butts off and work in a job for somebody else and not even work in your gift and wonder why. Ooh, I'm tired. I'm so tired. I work 16 hours. I'm not making enough. Can't pay my bills. Can't make my ends meet. Can't take care of my children. But you're working hard for somebody else's business. Why, when you can create your own, start baking them pies and passing them out at work, little pieces. If you're a baker, start baking them cakes and passing them out and selling them at your job for $2 a slice, to $3 a slice, or $5 a slice if you give them a big chunk. Come on, you guys. I'm trying to help you here and give out your cards with them. And I guarantee you, they'll start calling you. Birthdays, you know people still celebrate birthdays. Some black folks still celebrate Christmas. Black folks still celebrate Mother's Day, birthdays, holidays, anniversaries, right? I love you days. I'm thinking of you days. I just want a piece of cake day. I'm just trying to help us to understand it's time for us to do for self. You get your own business. When they come to you on your job and say, hey, you got to take a lollipop, say the hell with you. I'm got my own business over here, and I'm going to do it full time. I'm just showing you how we can make our escape plan. We're not lazy. We're not oversexed. We got these devils touching children. Tell me we oversexed. Biden, you see pictures with him kissing and rubbing on these little girls. He's disgusting. And his son doing the same thing. But guess what? They allow it because that's what they do with their children. That's why their children, that's why they're so dysfunctional. You have to understand where they came from. You have to understand whose children they are. Open Diary tells us about Neanderthals. You have to understand their history. You have to understand their history. That's what they have done forever with touch their own children, their own family members, and each other. Men and men, women and women, that's what they do. That's a known history. So everything they say about you, unconscious bias, is about them. So when they call you, whatever they say about you, you look at them. They're talking about themselves. They'll try to put on stuff like something happened, and the woman was saying, oh, they're going to come back and do blah, blah, blah to us. That's not how we think. That's how they think. So they want to make us think. They want to say that we're thinking like this the way. That's not how we think because that's how they think. So they say whatever they're thinking because that's what they would do. You understand what I'm saying? Did I just, I hope I ain't confused nobody. Because they always throw poison out of their mouth about us. But they're really talking about themselves when they tell you overset. Who's men coming up? Harvey Weinstein. Come on. And it's a whole lot of them. But then they came up and put Bill Cosby in jail. Came up with some false charges. This woman was chasing him down. Everywhere he went, she was. And they put him in jail for her. Because she thought. Because she had a dream. Are you serious? This man is 80 years old. But you want to get the attention. And that's what they do. They want to get the attention off of white folks. So they come up and, with R. Kelly. They come up with Bill Cosby. Okay, that's two dysfunctions. But I'm not going to. And I would never, family. You don't ever go against your own for them. Farrakhan. He preached a DMX funeral, right? All them black dudes was, oh, my God, you did good. And then they turn around and apologize. Why'd they have to apologize for just saying? Because white folks want you on their team. They want to control your behaviors. They want to control what you think. They want to control what you say all the time. And if I can't control your thoughts, YouTube, what YouTube do if I can't control your thoughts? What Facebook do? What Twitter do if I can't control your thoughts? What do they do? What do? They block you. They don't support you. They demonetize you, right? They start messing with your feet and all kind of crazy stuff if they cannot control your thoughts and control your speech and control what you think about this lollipop and control what you say about their agenda. Every time they push in an agenda, you go against their agenda, what happens? They want to blacklist you. Monique, what happened when she wanted to stand up for herself? They blacklist her. They wouldn't even give her a job in Hollywood for 20 years. That's what they do. But I blame our stars. I blame black folk for not coming up with their own because they make enough money. They paying you enough money. Oprah, billionaire. Tyler Perry, billionaire. And he did good. He went and broke off on his own, but he's still doing white supremacy stuff. You feel me? He's still not there yet. He's still not woke. He a billionaire. Still trying to partner with enemies because he know because they know who run the world. Our athletes, entertainers, they've been making enough money, been in this game for so long, but you don't have your own football team. You don't have your own football league. You don't have your own baseball league or whatever league, basketball league, I don't know. Why? You make enough money for y'all to have your own team. Put your monies together. Entertainers, Nick Cannon. Entertainers. Put your monies together. You could have had your own studios, your own, and supported your own, but that's not what you did. You allowed this disgusting, what's this man, the disgusting man that had, the ooze man. They come up with all the nasty, negative music about black women being bitches and hoes. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but our music is the only music that disrespect black women. Have you noticed that? You don't see white women music calling any women hoes, do you? Do you see white folk music calling their women these? Do you see any of that? Do you see their music talking about kill the Jews, kill the Ooze, kill white people? If you saw that, what would happen? They would have an outrage. Black folk music say kill black folk, kill black people, kill. We got kill, 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 murder, 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 drugs, 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 drinking, 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 women, 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 hoes. All this negative images, negative music. Wow. What? Who sings music about poo-poo? Who? Come on. Who makes a song like that? That's dysfunction, black family. And we have to start shutting it down. When we see dysfunction, stop supporting it. Don't even listen to it. Stop supporting. You just bought her a $3 million home, black family. But do you have a $3 million home? No, you'll go against your own. But you'll support garbage like that. Unconscious bias. Unconscious bias. We told, we allowing them now to teach our children how to masturbate, teaching our children how to have same sex, same people. I'm just saying. This is what they're teaching your children in school. This is why it was so important to open back up schools up, because we was getting our mindset into teaching our own. They knew it. They saw it. And what did black folk do? They ran right back to them white folks and started letting them teach their children again. You guys are crazy. You know what goes on in these schools. And you see it all the time. The white lady made the baby, five-year-old boy, did put his hands in the toilet and unstopped the toilet up and pulled dookie and tissue out of the toilet with his bare hands. Why she still alive? Why she not beat the hell down? Because we weak. We weak. Couldn't have been my child or my granddaughter. Well, she's not going to be alone with them anyway. I'm just saying. She would never be alone with them. And your child shouldn't either. You should never trust them along with your child. Just like we saw those babies in that daycare that they weren't even feeding. How long had they not? And who knows if those babies even ate? Those babies probably didn't even eat. Let them double tell it. I guarantee you they didn't feed them kids. Not feed them last. They didn't feed them at all. But that's unconscious bias because you think their daycares are better. You think their schools are better. You think their area, their anything is better. Unconscious bias. Because if you know better, you will pull your child away from them devils every chance you can. You would never have them in their school. They would never be allowed to be along with your child. They would never be in their daycare. They would never, you would never be allowed them to teach, educate your child. But we know that. We see how the schools have failed. We see how our children graduate from 12th grade and still can't read. What parent don't know if your child can read. Do you ever sit down and read with your child anymore? Are you just relying on white folks to do it for you? Are you serious? Family, what is, have we lost all senses? Do you have that much faith in your enemy? I guess we do because some of them call them best friends. My best friend, Peggy. What? That's why so many black folk ran out and took this lollipop. And proud of it. I'm still here today. Okay, girl told me it worked. Yes, we had a get together, no mask, at my house. I said, guess what? I didn't get the lollipop, but I still don't wear a mask. And I still get together with my family. I'm just saying. And I'm still alive. I'm going to take a lollipop for something that's 99% curable. Are you serious? I'm going to put some type of nothing, something in my body because you say so. Because you say so. But you're not putting it in yours. Or if you are, you're not getting the same thing they're putting in me. That's how much I don't trust you. I remember the Tuskegee, and I'm never going to forget. I will never forget how they used to do our babies, how they labor babies in slavery, having surgery on them black slaves without anesthesia. Look it up. One doctor was doing something with the baby's brains and trying to line it up and was killing all them babies. Look it up. Joy, what's her name, talked about it. Joy, she's a professor. I can't remember her name. I don't want to use my phone right now. Joy, the slave. Oh, God, you need to look at that. I'm gonna pull it up right now for us. Hold on. Joy, what's her name? Joy. I'm going to pull her up because I want you guys to read this. So when you forget about how cruel these devils is, pull her up, Joy. I'm going to give you her name in 2 minutes. Because this is stuff we need to never forget. We need to do our research. DeGuri. Yes, D-E-G-R-U-Y. Joy DeGuri. Okay? Post. Transatlantic Slave Syndrome. Look that up. Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome. Look it up. That right there, if you still trusting them after you see that, rest in peace. That's all I'm going to say. Rest in peace. Remember when they came up with the Asian hate? All lies. But we believed it. We have black folk like Snoop Dogg, Sean King, they're supposed to be black. Don't have no proof. Look white to me, but because he married to a black woman, he think he can speak for black folk. Shut down, Sean. Sean King, him and Snoop was working together talking about Asian hate. Where's the black hate? We're the most hated. But guess what? I love it. I love it. I don't care. Hate, because I know I'm the greatest. You can hate all you want, because I know I'm all of that. I know black folk, we are all of that. Remember that song, I'm black and I'm proud? Woo! Remember James Brown? That song? Look that song up. You sing it till the cows come home. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Woo! Yeah, say it loud. I need to pull that song. Hold on, y'all. Say it loud. I'm back and I'm proud. Yes, I want y'all. Hold on. Man, we having a good time today. I'm so serious. I am loving being black. Do you hear me? James Brown. Back and proud. Hold on, y'all. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I got to help y'all out here. I wonder if I'm going to be able to play it. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hey, my daughter called. I tell you, hold. Well, why y'all call me when I'm on here on my live? Okay, cut it out. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Come on. Come on, family. Come on. Let's hear this. Come on. Come on, babe, bro. Hey, come on. Woo! I love that song. Okay, okay, okay. I do not have the rights to that music. I'm sorry, y'all. I love that song. I'm sorry. I love that song. Woo, that speaks volumes to me. I'm ready. I can go outside now and have me a good old day. I'm just saying. We have got to start being proud of who we are. It doesn't matter. You know, jealous folks always have something to say about the best. Jealous folks always going to have something to say about something. You know that, right? So it don't matter what the devil's got to say, because they're nothing. God called them spittle. And that's what they are. They're nothing. But we have to understand what we're working with and who we're working with. You can't never forget that. And that's what we do. We forget who we're dealing with because they show you teeth. I can show you teeth, but be cussing you out in my brain. I'm just saying. I can show you teeth. But I show you teeth all the time, don't you? And do it all kind of wickedness against black folk, ain't it? But he just say, boy, when you trusted that devil with your vote, he said, I don't ever forget. And smiled and gave you his teeth. Ain't done nothing for you yet. But people, black folks still make excuses. We ain't only been there 100 days. But what has he done for everybody else in his 100 days, sweetheart? What has he done for everybody else? They ain't just got 50 million plus. Immigrants got 15,000 for every family member. And Pacific Islanders got 30 billion of your reparations, black family. And black folk got, I don't hear nothing. Black folk got, that's your kill, black folk. Black folk got, oh, a study, a 7-year study. A study, that's the study. Black folk, you didn't even get money with the study. You just getting a 7-year study. That's just the start. And some people falling for it. Yeah, we want a study. Ooh, a 7-year study. You can get no money attached to it. What are you getting a study? You can study. All you got to do is look at black folk, look at the history. You need a study for that. Just look around. The wealth. Where's the wealth? Do we have our own businesses? This is black folk neighborhoods, redlining. It's still going on today. You got laws in the book that they never kept. You got laws in the book that they use for everybody else but us. But you're going to do a study, Sheila Jackson. Okay. Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, we got a lollipop. That's free. We got bullets to the head. That's free, too. We got drive-bys by police. So we got more bullets. And we got, that's about it. I ain't seen no tangibles. I ain't seen no money attached to that. Everybody else got money attached to theirs. Agent hate, no bullets, but they say agent hate. But black folk got bullets, but no black hate. No black, the most people that need it the most got nothing. No black hate law for bullets. Asians got what? Cussed out because they did something first, because they cheated you on your nails or whatever, which you ain't got no business supporting anyway, so you need to get a felony for that. And they're coming up with felony charges. That's another Biden law, okay? But Biden didn't put his name on that one, okay? He's smart this time. He allowed the Black Caucus to do it, right? Because they do laws, right? So he can put this one on Black Caucus. I ain't had nothing to do with that. But I came up with the bill, but I ain't had nothing to do with it because I would let the Black Caucus do it this time. He got 50 years of practice how to come around it so his name won't be attached to it. But he going to sign it. I guarantee you he already signed it. So guess what? You do some of the agents, you get a felony. Hey, that's another thing you got. You got a felony for messing, talking, speaking to Asians. Not you didn't have to punch them. You just tell them, go back to Asia. Or tell them, or just cuss them out or say whatever. And you got a felony. How about that? But you can't get one for a bullet in your head. You can't even get a, you can't get a hate bill for a bullet to the head. Or when they shoot you as you drive and back. But the Asians got one. Unconscious bias, though. I remember seeing on Facebook this white girl who showed this picture of a black baby. And she said, all the apes need to die. This is what she had underneath the picture of the black baby. Unconscious bias. they question her about it. She's like, that's not racist. You've been doing stuff so long, dummy, that you don't even understand what it is. That's unconscious bias. They've been disrespecting us for so long, it's normal now. And we just be like, well, they've been saying it all the time. What can we do about it? They've been killing us all the time. What can we do about it? They've been shooting us in the head all the time. What can we do about it? We shouldn't have no gun in our hand. We shouldn't have no knife in our hand. We should comply. But they don't ever comply. They have guns in hand. When the police come to the scene, they even shoot officers or shoot at officers and still live. But you're saying, yes, you should die when they come to the scene of your incidences. Unconscious bias. I'm just saying. I'm trying to help us out to recognize what we're going through mentally, black family. But I still want the five most important issues that you see in the black community, in black families, in black folk, period, that we need to deal with. Let's call it an agenda so that we can start working toward our freedom. This is not just YouTube just talking entertain y'all. No, I have things to do. I'm just coming on here because I want you guys to understand unconscious bias, and we need an agenda. We need an agenda and start collecting money to put toward your candidates, because we can do our own political party, and we can start running for mayor. We can start running for city council. But if you do the mayor, you need three black other conscious members underneath you to pass some things. You can do reparations locally, just like that city. I think it's Evanston, Illinois, that's doing reparations, but they're giving no money. They're giving you programs. What the, you know, did you get Jews programs? Did you get the Indians programs? Why do they always want to offer us a program? We don't need your program. Give us our money so we can cut the checks so we can get the hell up out of America. I'm just saying. And that's what it is. They know we cut checks. I'm telling you what. Y'all spend y'all money here if you want to. I'm just saying. I'm out. The day I catch my check, I'm not even putting it in the bank. I'm going to cut check, get my money, I'm out. And I'm going to switch it over to gold and silver, make sure that my money go down, they won't touch my inheritance, they won't touch my grandchildren's inheritance, and I'm out. I'm just saying. You won't get mine. America won't get a dime or nothing. I'm just saying. We have to start thinking we need a way out. And for some black folk, y'all will sit here and you will put your money right back in America. No. You invest overseas. You invest in other countries. You invest in Africa. They have land. $1,400, $700, $2,500 near the lake. Near the beach. $3,000 near the beach. And you can get a beachfront property. Or you can get your business on the beach. I got some business ideas if y'all want them. Better email me. So come on, let's work it. I got land in the Gamma because ain't nothing there. And that land right there, black folk, you can come and you can go and you can open your own business and we can open up the Gambia. We can open up the Gambia and we can do amazing things. There's nothing there. It's not developed. Tanzania is. It's crowded. I want to go somewhere where we can put on the map. Did you hear me? I want a couple of Airbnb in Tanzania, yes, because it's right there. There's none. Ghana, Airbnb. Sierra Leone, Airbnbs. There's different places. Let's go make it happen. Bring your money and come on, let's go. I'm just saying, Hebrews the Negro, going July 15th or 19th. I'm not sure. I forget. From Hebrews the Negroes to Hebrews. Hebrews the Negroes. Look him up. Ron Dawson. He's doing a trip. You guys need to be listening to him also. So the ones that don't really understand who you are, listen to Ron Dawson on Vimeo. Pull it up. It's $10. From Negroes to Hebrews videos. And I'm telling you what, you'll know. Nobody will be able to come and tell you who you're not. When I see people that say, oh, debunking, blah, blah, blah. You can't debunk nothing because you don't have the revelation. You really don't. As evil as you are, and even we're talking about black folk that's trying to debunk who they are. White folk know who you are. But you, they're trying to tell you. If black folk try to tell you who you are, you don't believe it. But let somebody white tell you who you are, unconscious bias. And you'll suck it up. White folk know who you are. You think they're going to tell you who you are? You have some that'll say, oh, black folks, blah, blah, blah. You have some. But do you think they're going to really tell you who you are? Unconscious bias. Also, what we believe is we don't deserve reparations. I hear it all the time. Black folks, you know, I don't want a handout. Shut up. Give me yours. I'll take it. It's called a hand up. It's called what we owe. Pay us what you owe us. Our black families created this country and you stole their land. And not just America. The Arabs owe you money. I'm just saying. Oof owe you money because they supplied the ship and the finances. I'm just saying. Y'all better get it together. America is not the only one. The Pacific Islanders owe you money. I'm just saying. And then they think, oh, when black folks have guns, it's bad. And if they see, they weren't bad. But you proved the Proud Boys kept calling NFAC an agent, right? Nobody ever proved anything. But Proud Boys was an agent. Nobody said anything. Unconscious bias. Because black folk had guns, they went after him, didn't they? Did they go after the Proud Boys? They exposed him being an agent, right? Nobody ever had made a big deal out of him being an agent, did they? But they had video after video about our own black brother. And these were black folk that had videos about our black brothers with guns. Because they had in their mind unconscious bias, internalized racism, that to be black and have a gun is bad. But who put that out there? Your white media. Your propaganda white media. Who lie. That's all they do. And you watch them faithfully and get your brainwashing medicine every day instead of you watching black people like Queen Amidore Shakur. I'm sorry, I probably pronounced her name wrong, but I love her. She's amazing. Queen Vicky. Nietzsche. X. Professor Truth. Jason Black. Okay? I'm just saying, that's your black media. Boyce Watkins. I'm telling you, this is your black media. That's who you guys need to be watching. So turn off NBC, ABC, and all those liars. Because they're liars. Stop watching them and getting your brainwash techniques. They're brainwashing you. Brainwashing you. So no, when black men have guns, they're not all bad. They're there to protect you. We need a defense, you guys. We need our own defense. We need somebody to hold them white racial soldiers accountable until they defund, dismantle, debunk the racist race soldiers. We need our own defense to hold them accountable. We need our own black civil rights attorneys besides Trump, who sold out black folk who work for the white supremacy. Y'all have not figured that out. Why do you guys keep getting him to defend you? All he does is try to get you to, well, don't say it's racism. Because if you say it's racism, they're not gonna give you no money. I don't want no money. I want accountability. I want jail time for them. I want them to go to jail. And I want judgment on them and their families and their children's children to 1,000 generations. It says 4 to 5 generations. The sins of the fathers to all of those race soldiers that killed black children or black people, I want judgment for them, their children's children for the 3rd to 4th generation. That's what I want. I don't want a bag. Because y'all can do more to them than I can. I want judgment to come on their head. Stop saying when you see black men with guns in FAC, that's our defense. That's our new national defense. And you guys should be looking him up. info@blackinfac.com and support our brother. info@blackinfac.com. Support your brother. Support your brother. Support your brother. That's our national defense team and investigating team. Because we need an investigating team to investigate those race soldiers. When they go and kill 15-year-old Micaiah, we should have had an investigating team on the ground to investigate their behind. And we didn't. We should have had an investigating team to investigate Andre, the one that just died, the black guy who drove away. They shot him 5 times, 6 times in the back of the head. And they said he was threatening them, lied and said he was driving their car toward them, and no bullets was in the front of them, only in back. So they lied and then don't want to release the tape because they know they lied. If we had an investigatory team, then they stole the video out of his house, too, because he had a camera in his house on his property, and they stole it. You don't have a right to do that. And I wish he had it downloaded that it was recording somewhere else. When you have those cameras, family, make sure it's recording somewhere else. So they take it, then they don't get the real one. But they'll have a copy. You understand what I'm saying? So you got the real one going being recorded somewhere else. So let's be smart. But we need our own investigating team, and the NFAC is it. That's our defense and our investigating team. So info@blacknfac.com. That's your boy. That's who we need to. Welcome, Isaac. That's who we need to support. Okay? Unconscious bias. We already talked about how they come and say, oh, somebody had a gun, so we give them a pass. No, I don't care who. Micaiah shouldn't have died. Deontay shouldn't have died. Philando Castile shouldn't have died. Sandra Bland shouldn't have died. Michael Brown shouldn't have died. None of theirs do. So why is it ours dying? We're okay with it. We don't fuss and fight about it. No. We need to be visiting these. We need to go to houses, start pulling up addresses and visiting. Oh, you want to kill somebody? Micaiah, what's the officer's name? We need to be, I do not condone violence. I condone us defending ourselves. I condone us defending ourselves. I'm just saying. When it happens to a white boy, what? Let me tell you what happened to two black officers. They had a white boy that was driving a car toward these two black, I think it was one was Spanish and one was black, okay? But they had those two. It was a white man who was driving the car. He was literally driving it to run them over. They shot into the car, killed his 6-year-old son. They got 20 years. But you had the SWAT team that went into the grandma's house, shot the 7-year-old baby and got acquitted by a black judge. So does she deserve to die? Unconscious bias. Yes, I got some eyes and go through Blacksit. Blacksit, Blacksit, Blacksit family. I love Blacksit. Yes, they have land on Blacksit. I'm done. By August, yes, sir. Isaac, Blacksit, yes, Blacksit, Blacksit, Blacksit. That's where I got my land from in Gambia. But also, I'm sure you can buy land through Huru, right? He's a realtor. He does here and there. So I'm sure you can get land from him also. But I'm just saying, yes, I hope we're going to next week, we're going to talk about an agenda, a black agenda. We need to have an exit, family. We need to have an exit. And I think you need to be buying land before next year. Blacksit has a plan. Blacksit will give you a payment plan. And land, $1,400, $2,000, depending on where you want it. I'm just saying. I don't think you have a whole year. I think you need to get out ASAP. That door is opening up. Hebrews the Negro is offering a trip right now to go, okay, with them. And if you want to stay, you can stay. They're going to have transitional homes. If I had some money now, I would be giving them money for those transitional homes because I think they're very much needed. I want to talk about two more things about Muhammad. Remember Muhammad who got 12 years for shooting that white woman? It was truly an accident. He was not a type of officer that did – he didn't mean to kill her. She came up behind her, she called the police. Of course, the white woman came outside. What do you come outside for? I have no idea. He ended up shooting her. She dies. The family gets $20 million, the most settlement now – but I think now George Floyd family got more than that family, but that family was not even in the U.S. But that family got $20 million, okay, for her death. But he really made a mistake. He really was not trying to kill. But you have other white race soldiers that are murdering black people for free, and they're getting paid. But it's always like that. Remember slavery? Who got paid? Who got reparations? The slave owners got for reparations, right?
We need to leave this country soon because something deep is coming. Yes, it is. Yes, Isaac. Yes, as soon as you can, as soon as you can, they're getting you comfortable right now. But I'm telling you, something big is coming. Bill Gates have already said it. He said, it's something coming that's going to be worse than COVID.
But my thing is, it's going to hit them. But if you got to separate from them, if you don't separate from them, family, we're going to get it, just like COVID. We weren't supposed to suffer with COVID. And in Africa, a lot of those black people are not suffering with COVID. They are not. But they are in South Africa, and you know why? Because most of them devils, I'm just saying. So you have to understand, a lot of black folks are not suffering with in Africa.
I, you know what I'm saying? So you need to have an out. You need to be planning your out now because you don't have long.
Now it's Exodus. If you stay here in America, you're going to die. If you stay here in America, you're going to die. If you stay here in America, you're going to die, okay? Because you don't know. Unless you got some place in the mountains to go, you got to get off the grid. And most of them in big cities can be from paycheck. They living from check to check. EBT from EBT. I'm just saying. Y'all better have create your own businesses now. If you can bake, bake your cookies, bake your cake, sell them on the side, $2 slice, $5 slice, big slices. I'm just saying. If you can fix cars, get your own garage going, you can buy those little sheds to put your car under. So if it's raining, you can still be fixing cars. If you have a gift of computers, you can create your own IT. There's so many things you can do, family. Let's start thinking about our gifts, and let's start walking in our gifts, and let's start promoting our gifts. Let's start promoting our gifts. We had two black boy, black business, black box business or something like that, .com that was supporting black businesses. Find out Dr. Boyce Watkins, he has something that supports black businesses. We have to start planning for our out, family. You cannot stay in this country. This is not your home. It's not about running. And some people I've heard say, oh, you're going to run. Hell yeah, I'm running. I'm just saying. Please forgive me. Yes, I'm running. I'm getting the hell out because I know that I'm supposed to. Okay, I'm not going down with the ship. I'm not fighting for a country that hates me. I'm not. And I'm telling you what, stop teaching your children to go and fight for this racist country, and then they go into service, and then they get treated like dogs. And you're fighting for a country that hates you. You want to fight for another country's freedom, but you're not free in your own country. I'm just saying. But you know what, family? I love you guys for coming. Thank you for coming. I didn't want to be on here long. I only, you know, wanted to do, you know, I try to be an hour and a half, no longer than that. But thank you for the ones that joined. Like and share. Hit that thumbs up button right now. Hit the bell so that you can know when I'm coming on. I come on every Tuesday, 11:30, every Tuesday, 11:30. Hit that bell so you'll be notified and like and share the video. You have to like and share. You start sharing, get an algorithm up. Let's start joining the show. If you enjoy what you're hearing, I'm not here for your entertainment. I know a lot of black folks are not ready for my content. I know that. I'm not going to get everybody. I'm not here to get everybody. It's only certain people that y'all is allowing me to come my way. Because everybody, I don't speak that white supremacy language. I am not. White supremacy don't pay me. I don't have to speak what they want me to speak. I say what I want to say on here. This is my show. I say what I want to say. They don't tell me what to say. They don't tell me how to talk. I say what I want to say. Okay? So my thing is, we have to stick together. We have to support. We have to have an exit plan. Next show, we're going to talk about an agenda. We're going to come up with five major things in black community that we need to be looking at now. For the ones that are going to stay, you need to come together with some other black folks. Because y'all are not going to make it by yourself. Redirect, she's planning on being here. You guys need to hook up with her. She's got land, and you guys need to hook up with Redirect. I'm serious. But she's planning on staying. Isaac, they will call you a conspiracy theory. Guess why? Because it's truth. And they want to shut down the truth speakers. They don't want us to speak our truth, but you keep speaking your truth. They can call you whatever. Because guess what? They will see. When they on their dying bed, they'll be saying, Isaac Ford, you were right. And they will live in regret for the rest of their life if they don't die. They're going to be real. They're going to want to die. But I'm just saying, when you take that lollipop, they're done. I see this is dividing the wheat from the tear. The ones that are taking it, they're weak. They can't come in the kingdom. They won't be able to fight the war. They won't be able to fight in Armageddon. And I do believe in Armageddon is coming. They won't be able to make it in Armageddon because they are weak, and they'll probably be traitors for the war. So y'all can't use them. So he's got to get rid of them some kind of way. And if you're weak enough to take the lollipop, then you will die. And he's dividing the weak from the strong. And if you're weak, you won't be able to, he can't use you. That's all I'm saying. He can't use you if you're weak. So I hope that you're thinking about it before you take the lollipop. I hope you're thinking about it. I hope you're really considering why is it so important to take it now, okay? I do appreciate each and every person that joined. I'm here every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1, and we had a great show. If you're just coming in, thank you for joining. Thank you for coming in. Rewind. Look at it. Like and share. Press the button. Thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever. And I, like I said, I know I'm not, you know, here for everybody. Everybody won't rock with my, you know, what's coming out of my mouth, and it's okay because I'm not here for everybody. I'm here for a certain people, and I'm here for my own. And it's not that I hate anybody else. I'm just won't rock with you like that. It don't mean I hate you. I don't have anything against you, but I love mine, and I am here to wake up my own. I'm here to love on my own, and it's time for us to get it together so that we can make that exit, you guys. It's time for us to exit. It's time. It's time. I'm making my plans right now. I'm telling you, I am making my plans right now. We have got to get out right now. Your time is now. Start saving your little money. Start investing in Bitcoin. I'm serious. Bitcoin, not Bitcoin, do Ethereum right now. You have that Dogma coin. If anybody knows where to invest in that coin, please let me know. I could not find it. I've been looking everywhere. Thank you, Isaac. But I've been looking everywhere to invest in that Dogma coin. I'm probably saying it wrong. I have not been able to find it, but right now, invest in silver, invest in gold. Silver's cheapest right now. It's getting a little high, but invest in it anyway. Because one silver, hold on to it, it's going to be worth $5,000 or $7,000. If you are smart, if you're going to stay here, start collecting food, go to the dollar store, get you like $100 worth of potty meat. I'm just saying water, food, your emergency kit, because you're going to need them. You're going to need it, family. And I do appreciate each and every person that comes to see me. Keep coming back. Keep listening. Keep sharing. And just you got to come up with a plan to stick together, family. You got to come up with a plan. We are into some serious days, serious times right now. And if you cannot, you will not be able to do this by yourself. Okay? If you have not learned teamwork yet, you better learn it fast, because we are getting ready to come into some dark, dark days. Do not leave home without your candy bar, Twix. Do not leave home without it, okay? Defend yourself. I'm not saying start anything. I do not condone violence. I condone defending yourself and your family. You do what you have to the death. With that said, family, peace, and I'm out. Blog Talk. Thank you so much for joining Blog Talk. I do appreciate every time you come on. I do appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate your support. Keep coming on. I'm here every Thursday. No, I'm sorry, every Tuesday, 11:30. I am live on YouTube under Consider Treek, and I do appreciate, and you can see me live on there. But I appreciate you. I did play a song, and you guys couldn't catch it, but I played the James Brown song, I'm Black and I'm Proud. So if you guys pull that song up, I love that song. Say it out. I'm Black and I'm Proud. I love that song. But if you guys can come, you know, see me live sometimes, you can always pull me up on YouTube, and you can watch me there. Go to YouTube, my YouTube page, and join, like and share, join me. Hit the bell so that you will know when I'm coming on Tuesdays at 11:30. That way you can catch me live on there. But I do appreciate you coming and checking out Blog Talk, because I'll be on here until whenever. But I do appreciate everybody that comes and forth and see what we have, you know, planned and what we're talking about. But I don't want you to think that this is just a broadcast. This is a show that's meant to change your life, a show that's meant to help you to think, a show that's meant to lead and direct you into all truth. That's why I do my shows. I'm not here to entertain. We are in some dark, 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 dark days right now. We don't have time to entertain you. And I know I'm not for everybody, but the ones that visit the show is the ones that Yah has told me to
you know, he sent them to me. I do believe that. So, no, I'm not going to see 100 people on my show because I cannot reach everybody, and I know that. And some black folk will never get, but the ones that are ready, the ones that's ready for change, the ones that's ready to grow, the ones that's ready for something new, let's do it. Let's do it. With that said, you have an amazing day, rest of your day, and thank you for joining. I appreciate you.
I'm a young black man, doing all that I can to stay. Oh, but when I look around and I see what's being done.